I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
SGA on the handle. Out front. Down the lane spurts. Kicks. Left wing dump. 1-3. It's online. Give it to him, baby. Thunder by 21. Timeout Pacers. It's happening.
The biggest voices in sports.
And anything can happen at Fanatics Fest. Like me getting traded.
The heartbreak.
19 and a half seconds left. The Thunder will get it to the forecourt. Dribble out the rest of the clock. And then start celebrating their first NBA championship since moving from Seattle to Oklahoma City several years ago.
The celebrations.
It's over at Paycom Center. Final in Game 7, the Thunder 103, the Pacers 91. A dream realized. The storybook season is complete. The final chapter reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. You can find us on Sirius XM Channel 375, your local affiliates. Basically, if you're hearing me now, you're on the right track. Otherwise, if you're hearing this later, possibly not in real time, there's a free Odyssey app. You search the Bart Winkler Show, and you can find us 24-hour rewind or podcasted wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It is Thursday, June 26, 2025, and the Bulletin Blitz presents your audio of the day. Big story continuing from last night. It is round two of the NBA draft. But we'll start off with who had the first pick of the first round last night, and that was the Dallas Mavericks. General manager Nico Harrison answered a couple of questions to the media. I'm surprised there wasn't the question of why are you an idiot and how did Adam Silver rig the lottery to get you the first overall pick. But he was asked about his pick in Cooper Flagg. Nico says he is thrilled to get a generational talent.
Exciting night for the Dallas Mavericks franchise, for the fans, for the city of Dallas. We're just super excited being able to get Cooper. It's generational talent, once in a lifetime chance, and so, you know, we're just top to bottom. We're excited.
Another Nico cut, and not fortune favors the bold.
I don't actually work the newsroom anymore. I don't, manage the newsroom. I can talk to said newsroom, but newsroom's really not even here. So, yeah.
No.
You want me to go to Twitter and find a cut? I'll find a cut.
No, but I like where this is quietly heading. When I was doing a show with my guy Ryan Horvat, who you can listen to on BetMGM tonight now.
Friend of the show.
Yes, on the Odyssey app. We kept getting scolded or not necessarily. We'd get yelled at. I think it was basically we figured we're tired of getting blamed for mistakes. So we made up that we had this producer who we called Producer Todd with three D's, T-O-D-D-D. And he eventually died of COVID, God rest his soul. But he was not real. But maybe that's where we're headed. Anytime that something happens, we can just blame the newsroom. But it would be nice if we could have a fake intern, too, that we could kind of attach that to.
Well, we actually have three real interns now. Hmm. Could use any one of those guys. I met all three of them. Can't tell you their name at all.
Do they work our show? We're in the middle of the night.
One day a week, I think we have one of them on Thursday for an hour. He might be in the other studio. I'll take a look.
We got a guy working on the show right now?
Well, I don't know, because when I walked in here, it was my man, Zoo, who's working WFAN fan tape, and he's no intern.
Let me say this. If there's an intern that's technically assigned to this show, I need to meet him. Because otherwise what happens is he gets asked about all the shows he worked on, and then he says, oh yeah, Bart Winkler, I don't know, I never met him. And then all of a sudden I'm a jerk. So if there's an intern, I gotta meet him.
I will take a look at the schedule. Again, I believe someone should be here one night a week out of three for an hour.
Got to meet him.
I will find out who.
And he's getting airtime too.
Is.
I need airtime.
Oh, geez. I wish I was an intern.
What do you mean? Last night you basically hosted the show because I made you.
Please, you don't have to twist my arm. Let's keep it moving because this is the Bulletin Blitz and I have more audio to get to.
Oh.
Let's go to Boston and Brad Stevens, who is like the GM president, basically the overseer of all basketball ops. He does everything except coach now, which is fine because he did get a championship in that role, so good for him. The Boston Celtics, they have actually been jettisoning players, try to get underneath that second apron, shed some salary in light of Jason Tatum being hurt. So Kristaps Porzingis is on his way to Atlanta. Jrue Holiday is on his way to Portland for now. He'll probably get double flipped. But Brad Stevens says, despite all these shedding of salary.
I don't think they're trading him. You said that last night, too. I don't think they're trading him.
I will die on this hill, just like the Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. Brad Stevens, despite everybody getting rid of contracts, he says ownership is committed to spending.
Our owners, old and new, are committed to spending. There's a lot of things that go into these moves and a lot of things that are really important. And listen, again, it goes back to prioritizing our flexibility. And, you know, I think the second apron basketball penalties are real. And I'm not sure I understood how real until they were staring me in the face in the last month.
And I think a lot of teams are going to discover that too. Also, even if the owners are going to spend, and that feels like a weird thing to hear them say if they're cutting salary, when you move into a new place, don't you kind of like to bring your furniture as well and not just get leftovers from the last people? Don't you, you know, you sit down for dinner, you want to eat what you ordered, not what the guy before you did? So maybe eventually after some of these moves and they feel like they have their stamp on the team, what would be interesting now is, do these moves continue? Does Derek White get moved? Does Jaylen Brown get moved? That was one of the things we did not see with this draft, is we were thinking there's going to be a lot of trades. So you could see a Giannis. You could see Jaylen Brown. You could see a guy only knows who. And then, you know, people are just swapping picks with each other. Oh, with all due respect to Mark Williams got dealt from Charlotte.
Yeah. Shout out to Mark Williams, who was supposed to be a Laker, but they didn't like his physical, so that whole thing got rescinded. Very weird. Let's move on to some non-draft news here. Here's Daryl Morey for the Philadelphia 76ers. He spoke about his all-star, still currently on his roster. I have no idea what's going on with this guy. Joel Embiid and his return from injury.
He had a meeting with Dr. Glashow this week. All things, to use the NASA term, nominal. Things are going well and expected, and you know, we expect that to continue. So
ready for camp?
Yeah, I mean, things are on track to be ready right.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Around there.
I think the Sixers are going to be more better off than people are going to think so. And I also believe that one of those, not people, but inanimate objects that will feel that way too is the Bardo meter, which is coming up in 10 minutes as we're going to take a look at the Eastern Conference for 2025.
Wow, look at you. What that's called a tease, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the draft here. Let's go to the Toronto selection at number 9. Here's Colin Murray-Boyles. Now, when he gets drafted, if you're watching the broadcast, it looks like he stands up and drops an F-bomb like, oh, crap, I'm about to go pay crazy taxes for this universal health care and go to Toronto, basically NBA Siberia. Although they did win a championship a couple of years ago, so maybe it's not all bad there. But he explained the viral reaction to the Raptors drafting him at 9.
What I said was not a bad thing by any means. Just very thankful for it. That was like a surreal moment, like to hear my name called. And by this organization that has a good history and have really good players as of right now. It was just a crazy moment.
The Raptors later tweeted a picture of him and said, he's happy, we swear. something to that effect. And then body language experts were also dissecting how his girlfriend didn't seem thrilled that she is moving to Canada. So
how presumptive of her to think she's going.
Yeah, sometimes. Who was the one? Russell Wilson's girlfriend.
Yeah, so, well, his wife at the time. Yeah, when she went insane.
No, in college he was married?
Yeah, that's Sierra's not his first wife. That draft reaction where the blonde lady's like losing her crap right next to Russell Wilson, that was his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Golden Tate made sure it wasn't his wife.
Oh.
Very sticky situation. We'll move on gracefully. Let's get one last one in here. Let's go to the Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Ops, Joe Dumars. One of the more head-scratching moves you touched on earlier in the show and last night was the New Orleans Pelicans. They traded up 10 spots. Not to get into the top 10, they traded from 23 to 13 to get Maryland's Derrick Queen. That might be a very valuable first-round pick for the Atlanta Hawks. Here's Joe Dumars explaining the reason for it.
When you identify a player that you think this can be one of the foundations here, you go and get him. And that's what we did. I mean, like, we targeted Queen. We thought he could be a heck of an addition here. And we were really aggressive about going and getting him in this draft.
Yeah, like I said, if you've got a guy that you're interested in, you know, go get him if you want him. But it's they likely gave up. I mean, honestly, they likely gave up a top six pick higher. But then again, maybe they gave up pick 14. Maybe things shake out. Maybe they get the old Nico Harrison rewarded for bad behavior and Queen's a Hall of Famer. Who knows? I don't know anymore. People keep failing upwards around here. So planet's going to topple over.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.